It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right. Needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelk.
Good morning, everybody. Live from the Timex Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey, this is Big Blue Kickoff Live on Giants.com. Paul Tatino in for John Schmelk, who is on vacation today, as the Giants count down the days to the beginning of 2013 training camp here in New Jersey. Our number to call if you'd like to get in on the action is 201-939-4513, 209-935-4513. 939, so says Neely. I got the wrong number. 201-939-4513. You know, 935 is one of the exchanges here in East Rutherford, Neely. That's why I said 935. It's 201-939-4513. I've been doing this now for a few days. You'd think I'd have that right by now and have it in my sleep. But in any case, 201-939-4513. Or you can go to Twitter, hashtag GiantsChat. And that's another way you can get to us today here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Well, folks, you know, one of the things we always do here each and every morning on the program is give you guys a question, something out there that you might want to think about either to debate with me or maybe throw it out there for debate amongst the fans, or maybe it's just a simple answer that doesn't need to be debated. But today, we'd like to ask you about the offensive line, because each and every day this week, we're talking about a segment of the offense. And today's question is, which of the Giants' offensive linemen is going to have to step up and get things done for the Giants? Which one of these guys faces the most pressure? Which one of these guys has the biggest challenge this season to make the Giants a playoff contender? Whether it be left tackle Will Beatty, he's got himself a big contract. He's also had some back trouble over the course of his early career. Stepped up, though, in a big way last season. Had a very, very good year, especially in pass protection. Could it be maybe Kevin Booth, the ever-reliable veteran who just continues to do a solid job and has re-signed a one-year contract? Could it be David Boss, who clearly, after he signed a big free agent deal from the 49ers, has had some injuries and maybe hasn't been quite as dominant as perhaps the Giants had hoped he would be. But he's been pretty good anyway. Could it be Chris Snee, who last year battled injuries, was very good in the run-blocking game, but pass protection game, but not so good in the run-blocking, yet still made the Pro Bowl because he was still good enough to get the vote from his peers. Chris Snee could be the guy. Or might it be the right tackle spot? Could it be David Deal, who's coming off a knee surgery, did not play all that well last year, but says now he is ready for a fight and wants to battle first-round draft pick Justin Pugh out of Syracuse to hold him off at the right tackle spot? Or is it Pugh himself? Do you folks feel that Pugh is going to win that starting right tackle spot week one against the Dallas Cowboys? And does he face the biggest challenge for the Giants offensive lineman this season? Or maybe is it somebody else? We're going to find out what you guys think. It's 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. And you want to go to Ben from Cliffside Park first to open today's program. Hi, Ben. You're on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, Benny.
Good to talk to you.
I'm really excited about the season coming up because I think that the Giants are going to rebound big. And I think that offensive line, they're all working out hard. And I've been studying on the Giants.com about
okay.
the players
sure.
and what they said.
Sure.
And I think they're very disappointed in how they played last year.
Sure.
You know, they
wouldn't you be? I mean, they again, pass protection was pretty good. In fact, better than pretty good. It was good. But the power running game was really very, very inconsistent, and part of that goes directly at the feet of the offensive line.
You're right. Your offensive and defensive lines establish the tempo of the game. And when those people don't do their jobs, it makes it harder on the quarterback and the other skilled players to do what they have to do.
Yep.
And I think this year they're going to really step up. And I think that Dave Deal has something to prove. And I like him. I think he's probably one of the all-time Giant greats.
Well, I think when you talk about the fact that he's been here for the better part of a decade, has been a starter at several positions along the line, has two Super Bowl rings to show for it, he's a guy who has probably been underappreciated over the course of his career. Right now, though, I think it's pretty obvious he's a little bit on the downside of that curve. The question is, how much does he have left? How much did the injuries affect him last year? We now know he was banged up a lot worse than maybe we thought, and that certainly affected his production. But the question is, now that he says he's healthy and that he's very determined, can he turn back the clock and give the Giants a quality season, or does Pugh seize the spot from him? That's really what it comes down to. All right,
Paul?
Hey, appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Hey, Paul, I got one more question.
Yeah, go ahead. Real quick.
How do you think that defensive line is going to do this year?
Well, you know, the Giants' defensive line, and again, we thank you so much for the call, Ben. The Giants' defensive line, without question, is coming off of a subpar year. You know, these guys not only did not stop the run very well on first and second down, but then they didn't get after the quarterback nearly as well as they had in the past on third down. JPP's coming off back surgery. He is an unknown commodity as we speak. Justin Tuck, you talk about battling injuries. That's 2 years now. This guy has fought and fought and fought and clearly not been himself. And yet he's gotten out there on the field and tried to give the Giants enough. In some instances, it hasn't been. So he seems determined. He's been here at the facility on a regular basis trying to resuscitate the Justin Tuck of old. Then you look at the new guys who are coming in. I'll be perfectly frank with you. I'm not sure. I do think the Giants have enough bodies. I think there's enough quantity along the defensive line to believe that the Giants' D-line is going to be good enough to get the job done. Who's going to have the biggest year? Will JPP be JPP again coming off the back surgery? Will he play in week one? I'm not even sure about that right now. Will Mathias Kiwanuka be the dominant pass-rushing defensive end that the Giants thought he would be when they drafted him out of Boston College in the first round several years ago, before injuries and position changes kind of sidetracked his career? There are a lot of questions along that defensive line. The good news is there are a lot of bodies there who can give you a lot of answers. I always tell people, it's not so much the question that you have. It's, do you think that there are potential answers in-house? Or do you just look and say, uh-oh, we got a lot of questions here, and there's no way that these guys could be the answers? That's when you have a very, very big problem. Frank from New York, you are next on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Hello.
Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, same here. So I think the guy that maybe poses the biggest challenge here, or the guy that needs to step up, I think, in my opinion, is Beedy. He, like you said, he signed the big contract in the offseason.
Yep.
He's the starting left tackle. He's in charge of Eli's blindside. And for all intents and purposes, he's the youngest guy on that offensive line right now. So he's
unless Pugh is able to step in.
Yes, you're right. I'm staying corrected. But he's the guy that we're going to look to maybe anchor him and Pugh to anchor that offensive line for the next, hopefully, you know, 5 to 10 years, because Snee, like you said, all these other guys are on the downside of their careers. Booth is only in on a 1 year deal. So I think it's Beattie's turn to really step up and maybe play that Kareem McKenzie role, the guy that maybe the other, a Pugh, or maybe another guy next year, or another younger guy if we bring in. I think this is Beattie's time to turn up and say, you know, to maybe even make a Pro Bowl and be talked about in maybe the top 10, top 5 discussion of the best left tackle in the league.
Well, you know, it's certainly someone who after the big contract is going to have to live up to those numbers. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on him now. Remember, he was a second-round pick some years ago out of UConn, and the Giants had always said that he would be athletic enough and talented enough to become that left tackle. And in the first few years of his career, he was kind of the swing tackle and played a little bit more on the right side because that's where they needed him. But now he really has the spotlight on him. And I thought he did a terrific job last year in pass protection. It may have been the Giants' best pass protector of the season. But now with that big contract in his pocket, you know, sometimes athletes don't react well to that. And the additional pressure of the big money sends them in the wrong direction. So I think you're absolutely right. This is something that bears watching, and we have to look at Will Beatty very, very carefully to see how he is going to do. Let's go to Jason. Hello, Jason. You're next on Big Blue Kickoff Live.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, you know, this is a very interesting subject. I definitely think that that there's actually a few positions that that need to have some good have a good season. And Will Beatty, he looks good, and he did a great job last year. But I don't know, he hasn't sold me yet on the idea that he's going to be, you know, a dominating left tackle.
Jason, let me ask you this before you go any further. Right. Let me ask you this. We know that he did so well in terms of pass protection last year, which ultimately, as the blindside offensive lineman for Eli Manning, is the most critical part of his job. Where he's got to improve, and I think we all agree. Now, first of all, obviously his back has got to be okay, and occasionally he's had some spasms that have sidelined him. But where he's got to improve his game when he now starts playing out this second contract of his career is in the running game. He's got to become a better and more consistent blocker for the run. So the question becomes, if he is not a dominant run blocker, if he never gets to the level of being a first-class run blocker, is his pass protection good enough? Is it adequate enough to still make him a steady, quality left tackle over the course of the next several years? That's the question I'd like you to answer.
I think obviously the pass protection of Eli's back side, blind side, is very important. So, if we got someone in there that is able to hold that down, then hopefully he could be coached more to do better in the run game.
That would be the hope. So, I will say this. I think as long as he's adequate in blocking for the run, I'm okay with that, because if his pass protection is as good as it was last year, I think he's worth every dime.
Yeah. Now, he wasn't the player that I was saying has the most to improve. I think Deal does, because you're right, Deal's on the wrong side of 30. Deal's coming off of a year that basically he didn't look like himself. He's definitely, he has something to prove this year. But actually, I think the most that needs to improve is going to be the second strings.
Okay.
Brewer, McCants, who's the new guy that just came in? He's drafted.
Oh, you mean Eric Kerman, the rookie draft pick?
I'm kind of excited about that guy too.
He's a really I think it's fair to say
Raw.
What I was going to say, he's a real scrapper. From everything that I saw during the rookie minicamp and the OTAs and in talking to the coaches, he's a Richie Seibert type, you know?
Oh, nice.
He's a short plug fire hydrant kind of guy. He's thick. He's stout. He's got a great attitude, blue-collar worker, understands that, you know, being an offensive lineman means you got to get your hands dirty and you got to get there in the trenches and kind of soak up all the sweat and all the gunk and – oh yeah, this guy is a real gamer, and I got to tell you, it's easy to like him. The question is, remember he played at Ohio. The question becomes now: is he going to be overmatched? You know, taking his game now to the NFL level.
Yeah, well, I think he'll definitely have a great possibility of stepping past McCants and I can't think of his name. Mostly.
He's this year's draft pick, and so the opportunity for him to seize a spot as a number two on the depth chart is going to be there for him. Hey, I thank you for the call.
Hey, can I ask you one more question?
Real quick.
Hey, real quick. Okay, I'm going to training camp.
Yep.
When they let people in, how bad's the line? Should I get there maybe an hour early or something?
Well, Nile's here with me now. I know they posted the Giants training camp schedule on Giants.com. It's on the right-hand side, I think, if you go to the homepage, and they will list all the dates and the hours of the practice sessions. I believe they all start at 1:30, Nile, almost all of them, right? And they go to like 3:45. They're free. And I think what's going to happen is, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to have temporary bleachers around the field. And 2 years ago when practice was here, there weren't many lines. So you should be okay. All right? Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Appreciate it.
Be well.
Have a good one.
201-939-4513. 201-939-4513 is our number. Big Blue Kickoff Live here, or hashtag Giants Chat. And Randy is next from Texas here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Hello.
Hey, Paul. Great talking to you.
Good morning.
Hey, enemy territory. But look, what I wanted to tell you was Prince and Mukamura. I think it's Prince's time to step up. When I said, Corey Webster getting in his mid-30s or low-30s, 31, 32.
Right.
Secondary suspect. I think it's time for our number one draft pick several years ago to step up and be the guy for us.
Well, I tell you what, there's no question that he played at a very high level during the final month and a half of last season and started to look much like the first-round draft choice that the Giants thought they were getting when they picked him. Now, having said that, he must continue because, let's face it, if that's as good as he's going to play, well, that's okay, but they want better. And I think what you saw out of Prince is he started to exhibit better instincts against the run. He started to exhibit better ball awareness, and he started to become a little bit more physical. Now, the third part of this thing is what I really want to address here, because it looks as though during the offseason, and I think everybody around the Giants complex would agree, Prince Amukamara looks stronger. He looks like he's added some beef, some muscle, and he looks very, very solid. And I think that's great, because this is a maturing process for him, not only mentally as a professional, but also physically as he becomes more of an NFL player. And that's only going to help him in terms of his stamina. It's going to help him in terms of playing more physical. It should, at least, when he plays more bump and run coverage, should help him as a better tackler against the run. These are all things that we talk about when a guy comes into the league as a rookie and we say, okay, you don't just add water and put him out there on the field. There is a maturing process that takes place. It looks as though he has gotten the mental stuff down. So now it was a matter of, could he mature physically to the point where he could become a frontline corner? I'm going to tell you right now, it looks like he's on the verge of doing it. And the only time is going to tell. But my question today was actually about the offensive line. It was, which offensive lineman faces the biggest challenge to step up for the Giants this season?
I'm going to go with our number one draft pick, Pugh, and I know how confident it is about rookies, but I'm going to tell you what, when you draft a guy at number one in the 20s, about number 20th pick, I want him to be plugged in there and let him go. Let him get out there and get after it.
So you want Pugh to be the starting right tackle right away going into the preseason, or do you want him and Deal to battle it out and may the best man win?
Well, best man wins for sure, but Deal has experience. I'm big on veterans, but I tell you what, it would make my day to see a young guy that we draft number one pick show up the first, maybe not first preseason game, but by the time we get down here and play these Cowboys, have him out there ready to go.
All right. Hey, appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much.
All right, Paul.
Have a great day. 201-939-4513 is our number, or hashtag Giants Chat. We'll just quickly take a look at the internet, see if you guys have any questions for me over there before we get right back to the phones. And, you know, it's an interesting dynamic for the Giants, because, as we've said before, David Deal has done everything for this team over the years. The Giants like him a lot as a player and as a person. Tom Coughlin is a big David Deal fan. And, you know, when you've done as much as you've done for an organization and played a number of various positions as he has, and it's always been team first with David Deal, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt. You want to give him every chance to succeed, every chance to prove that he's still got something left to help you ball club. But then there's also the realistic understanding that, hey, you know what, he may not be the same player that he once was. And that's what the Giants have to weigh as Pugh and Deal compete at the right tackle spot. Good morning. You're next on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Hello. How are you?
Oh, it's Len.
Yes, Len. Good to talk to you again.
Okay. I didn't hear my name, so
we got
I was
you.
A little confused.
I apologize.
How you doing this morning?
Okay. How are you?
Good. I want to try to, you know, answer the question from my perspective.
Yeah.
I think we need better play out of the center and right guard position in order to make the run game click. Now, I'm not going to mention any names. I don't care who plays center and who plays right guard.
Well, look. Let's get it straight.
Efficiency.
Boss is the center, and unless for some reason his off-season injuries or that were dealt with, you know, he's got a banged up shoulder and leg and stuff like that.
Right.
He's been banged up a lot in his couple of years with the Giants.
But
unless he can't go out there. The truth of the matter is, I mean, he's really the guy they've got to count on. It's not like they've got a Pew deal battle at right tackle where either guy has the potential to win the spot and be the starter.
Right.
At center, it's like, well, you know what? If he's not the guy, now you're kind of in a little bit of a scramble because maybe you're going to have to put Booth in there and then somebody else has to go into the guard spot. I mean,
I think it requires some shifting.
You know what I mean?
I think you're right. I think we got a problem if it's not David Boss.
He needs to be the guy.
I think we need more efficiency out of the center. Now, it may have been because of injuries. And he was banged up. There's no question about it. And so was Chris. But I think we need better play out of those two positions. And hopefully these guys are healthy and can give us another couple of years, at that position. Let me also address the defensive line, if I may, particularly the interior of the defensive line.
Sure.
I think you alluded to this already. We certainly have got the numbers there. I mean, we got some guys, guys with some names that we recognize who can play in there. And what I'm looking for out of the two tackles, Paul, whoever the two tackles might be, I want to see these guys beat up that offensive line. I want the opposition to not be looking forward to playing whatever two defensive tackles we put on the field. And I think it's going to be from the core guys that we know. It's not going to be Tuck and Pierre-Paul anymore. I think they're going to play outside. Kiwi's certainly going to play outside. You know, guys like Hankins and Linville and Sean Rogers, if he's healthy, I think we got him for one reason. Sean Rogers will punish the guy in front of him.
Well, Sean Rogers is a plugger. You know, he's an obvious run-stopping defensive tackle who I think in a perfect world is only going to play potentially 15 snaps a game.
Yeah.
You know, he's a rotation guy.
So,
you know, he's not going to do a lot of beating up, so to speak. He's just in there to make sure that in those obvious running downs that he's there to clog up traffic. He's not there to punish guys.
Whatever causes the offensive guards and the center to say, uh-oh, here comes Sean Rogers, here comes Big Hank, here comes Linville, whatever, that they know that they got a fight on their hands inside. I'm tired of getting pushed around, Paul. You've probably heard me say that more than once over the offseason here, but I'm tired of getting pushed around. I want these guys now to be really stout in the middle part of that, in the line. Now, let me ask you about injuries. What are you hearing? Let me just throw out a couple of names. What are you hearing about Boss and Snee? I mean, I think we can count on Pierre Paul and even Henry Hynoski. What are you hearing, Paul?
I will tell you that Hynoski is still very optimistic that he's going to be back sometime in September. Now, you know, the projection was somewhere in the first few weeks of the season. He still thinks he's going to be in that area. I think once you start talking about, what number, whether it's week 1, 2, 3, 4, I think it's still hazy. I mean, the medical folks can't pin that down, but they think they've got a handle on the ballpark. And that's about the best they can do until guys start getting out here, get cleared to get on the field, to start doing wind sprints, to start cutting, to start doing all those things. That's when you find out, because let's face it, Len, you and I both know, you've been around the game as long as I have. You listen to the medical people, and then when the guy starts to do stuff, well, now it's like, okay, guess what? He woke up and it hurt today. Or guess what? His knee got swollen today. Remember what we told you last week? Kind of roll that back by a couple. And that's just the way it goes. And nobody could ever tell if the player is going to go on schedule or if it's going to be one step forward, two steps back. That is impossible
now, is
to tell.
Is it more definitive about Pierre Paul? I mean, what are you hearing?
Same thing about Pierre Paul. You know, they're hopeful. They're hopeful that by the end of September, and even Tom himself said it would be really aggressive to think that he'd be ready for week one. So
right.
I'm a little more optimistic maybe about Heinoski than JPP for the Dallas game, but I'm not so sure that either one of them are going to be there. I think you have to think that PUP is certainly a possibility. I mean, you can't say that it's not.
Right.
You can't.
Right. Now, do you see these guys as part of the 53, or do you see them on?
Well, not if they're PUP. You know, if you're going to put a guy at PUP, he's not going to be part of the 53.
It's 6 weeks.
Right. You lose it for six. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Right. Well, you've answered the question as best you can. And
I mean,
from what you've heard,
I got to run, but I don't know that Dr. Warren could answer you any better if he was sitting in this chair today.
Okay, Dr. DeTino, let me just run one name by you. One more.
All right, and I got to run.
Okay. I'll catch you tomorrow.
I'll be here tomorrow. It's fine.
Okay.
No problem. Okay, and Shakes from Baltimore, your last on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Hello. Hello, Shakes. Good to talk to you. Are you there? Shakes? Shakes is gone. Okay, Shakes is gone. So be it. All right. Well, let's see if we had anything from the Twitter on hashtag Giants Chat before we sign off today. Remember, we'll be here each and every day, Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. Till roughly 10:30 or so. Oh, let's see here. We have somebody talking about Sean Rogers. This would be MFarmer20. Says, if he gets on the field, even for only one play, you can guarantee that someone will be battered. Wow. Big Sean Rogers fan is Mike Farmer. We also have Marwan New York 77 says, Giants could still use an extra backup interior offensive lineman. I don't trust Cordell as the backup center. And again, I think we alluded to that before. The Giants really need a boss to hold down the fort at that spot. I don't think you want to be dealing with trying to find a backup who's going to have to play significant amount of time. He also says that I think Deal starts the year at right tackle. The earliest we'll see Pugh starting is week 9 at home versus the Raiders after the bye week. We have Mike Kult says Deal and Snead both have to stay healthy and play consistent. Snead has to show his Pro Bowl ability. D-Rock 67 says Pugh has the most to prove. First-round pick carries that burden. And the phones are open. Okay, so let's go to Shakes, and he'll be the last caller here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. I'm sorry, we'll get to one more, but Shakes will be first, and then we'll get to one more caller, and we'll sign it out for the day. Hello, Shakes. You're next.
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what happened there? Full start. That's a flag. 5 yards on you for not being ready before.
I know, man. Oh, man.
You know, Coughlin's going to find you. You know that. You know that, right? Coughlin's finding you for that.
I don't know. I think it's this area. But let me jump right in.
Go.
I think the one with the most to prove, of course, is Dave Dio, because, you know, the last 2 years, you know, he has declined. He hasn't showed, you know, the Dave Dio that we all know.
I got you.
But, the most is Chris Knee, because, like, he got his big contract. We got a lot of decisions to make. Now, I know he's, you know, son-in-law or whatever, but he's going to have to take a pay cut if he don't prove, you know, that he's worth the money that he's willing, you know, going to earn next year.
Well, Shakes, Chris Knee is a guy who, and I think I may have misspoke before, he was terrific as the run blocker last year. He was the best run blocker along the offensive line. Beatty was the best pass protector along the offensive line, but then everybody else was kind of just so-so. And that's part of it. Chris Snee was very much banged up last year, and that's why his pass protection wasn't as good as it had been in the past, yet he was still good enough to make the Pro Bowl, and yes, I know a lot of that's on reputation. I get that. But you know what? I think Chris Snee still has more gas in his tank.
And more so, Locklear was helping him out on that side, too.
Well, Locklear was pretty darn good, and unfortunately then he had the bad leg injury, and right now he's a free agent in rehab, and rehabbing the leg, I should say. Let me make that very clear. And I don't know if he's going to play again.
And also, I think the two rookies, like you mentioned Herman earlier. I like Herman because they was calling him Mr. Pancake in college.
I like it very much too.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. That means he's mauling people around.
He does maul people.
That's good. That's very good. That's what we like. We like the nastiness. And I think we missed that Sensor, but since you mentioned his name.
Yep.
And also Pugh has to step up and show that he is the future of the offensive line. So we had the bookends with Beatty and Pugh for the, you know, next, 10 years?
Yeah, you know, it's always possible that maybe Deal wins the spot coming out of training camp or out of preseason, and maybe within the first month or so of the season, if Pugh shows mentally that he's then going to be ready to seize the spot, maybe there's a change made in midseason. It's hard to say. It all depends on, how much David Deal wants to fight for that job, and I know he does, and, B, how quickly does Pugh come along?
Well, listen, I think this is a beautiful thing if this happens. If this happens that Pugh starts from day one.
Right.
Okay? If he starts from day one, that proves that he is ready.
Sure does.
You know, and he knows the playbook. He's out.
Tom Coughlin's not going to give anybody a spot. You got to earn it.
No, he's not. He's not. But you got to earn it. And that's why I say if he starts from day one, and Dio is back to somewhat his form, and we could throw him in that tight end package that we always like to do, like how we did with Andrews.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, Deal could be potentially the jumbo tight end in the jumbo package, and then also the swing guard and tackle as the backup. That would be good news for the Giants. Shakes, I got to run.
Oh my God.
I got to get to one more call, okay?
All right, man.
We'll be back here tomorrow. Thank you so much. Paul Dottino with you on Big Blue Kickoff Live. And Gerson, you are last on Big Blue Kickoff Live here on Giants.com this morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So I missed yesterday's question, but it is regarding who was going to catch the most the catches, right? Most catches.
Well, yesterday we asked folks who was going to have the most first down receptions this season, and there was a real mixture of answers, and rightfully so, because both Cruz and Nix have had 50-plus first down receptions twice in their careers. So that's not an easy question to answer.
Well, that's going to be a pretty easy one. I think it's going to be Myers, tight end, just because Luke
Myers had 41 last year for the Raiders.
They're not going to be able to. They're going to have to double both of them. And more likely, he's going to get an easy 5 yards. Just body size, chilling.
Right.
And plus, he had all the catches from the Raiders last season.
Yeah, he's not a bad guess. I think he's a legitimate option.
He'll be number one. And number two, I would take Nix. Nix will be number two. If anything, if it's not Myers, it could be Nix, and then after that, Cruz.
Okay, fair enough. Did you have an answer for today's question before we let you go?
What was the question for today?
Today's question was about the offensive line and which offensive lineman faces the biggest challenge this year for the Giants. That's pretty tough.
Well, you could say Deal, but Deal, I mean, I would say Beatty. He got that contract. He still has to be able to block this year. I mean, he has to really prove that he earned that contract.
I think as we've said during the course of the show, is that his pass protection was certainly up to snuff last season, but he's got to become a more consistent run blocker. And with the kind of money he's getting right now, I know the Giants are hopeful that he still has some upside to him.
Well, health-wise, because he missed a lot of games throughout his career.
He had the eye surgery, obviously, from the detached retina a couple of years ago. That did not seem to be a problem for him last year. He's been able to overcome that. But you know, occasionally his back flares up. But he does have back spasms periodically, and that's something you got to watch because an offensive lineman with a bad back is not a good thing.
Gotcha.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. All right, folks, that'll do it for today's edition of Big Blue Kickoff Live here on Giants.com. Don't forget, we will be back once again tomorrow, 10 o'clock, same bat time, same bat channel. We're here always Monday to Friday at 10 a.m., 201-939-4513, or hashtag Giants Chat for Big Blue Kickoff Live. This is Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time, everybody.